You're listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, I'm Mike Hansen. I'm the weekend editor of BBC Radio 2, and that means I look after some very big shows like Graham Norton, Weekend Wogan, Pick of the Pops with Tony Blackburn, Dermot O'Leary, and various others.
So, Mike, you look after quite a few personalities, and the role of editor seems can be quite vague, and some people don't really know how to kind of interpret the role of an editor.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be an editor at Radio 2?
Well, at Radio 2, essentially what we are is executive producers. Because an editor, essentially, an editor, whether you run BBC Three Counties or Weekends Radio 2 or Salford for Six Music, what you are in charge of is leading the editorial creatively. So you're not producing the programs, but you're line managing the producers, and you're getting them to, you know, fulfill the show briefs or what the network needs them to do or wants them to do. And as an editor, particularly as a weekend editor, I'm the sort of the face of management, because Bob Shannon, who's the controller, or Louise Carney, who's the head of programs, obviously they're the guys who do the contracts and all that, but they can't see the presenters every day, particularly someone like Graham Norton, who only comes in on a Saturday. He doesn't come in during the week. So I'm there to give feedback, to chat them, to schmooze them, talent management, and say, that was great. A lot of this is just listening to the shows and giving pretty detailed feedback about what was good, what could work a bit better. Some of them, I mean, there's not much I could tell. I said in the thing earlier that Tony Blackburn, he's been on the radio, literally, longer than I've been on the planet. There's nothing I can tell him about improving his radio skills. But what I can get him to do is say, Tony, we've got a big guitar season coming up, and I would really love you to use one or two of your links to flag that up. Not just go into a trail or read this verbal, but actually spice it up and give it your own spin. Yeah, sure, mate, I'll do that. And that's what I'll get. It's kind of harnessing their talent and getting them to deliver the network strategy. I know that sounds wishy-washy, and it is, but it is feedback, discussion, creative leadership, feedback to the producers saying, you need to do that. They come to me and say, we have this idea for a feature, how should we do it? And I'll give an idea, or I'll help them brainstorm, or kick out ideas around. So I'm a sounding board for the producers.
So how did you get to become an editor at BBC Radio 2? How did you get this role?
Well, it works for different people. You got to, like anything in radio, you got to show enthusiasm and a reliability, which I think Nick mentioned, in a roundabout way. When I was working at Talk Radio, I just kind of was there, and after a bit of seniority, I got a bit of managerial experience. Then I left, and then when I went to Six Music when it launched, a lot of the staff, again, were quite junior, and I was kind of older and had more experience, so they kind of positioned me to be a supervising producer. So I looked after all the day. I only produced the lunchtime show, but I had an overview of the mid-morning show, and again, junior member staff came to me for advice. And then, you know, it kind of goes from there. And then I became deputy editor of Six Music, and then they had a restructuring. And then, again, you know, I had the experience of managing talent and dealing with staff and line managing and being a creative leader, that when they created a new editor position, I was given the gig.
Why would somebody want to become an editor? What are the perks of it? For you, what do you enjoy about the job?
That's interesting, because it's not for everybody. And I know some people who, before we had editors, we had exec producers, and they would, you know, be exec producer for a lot of programs, but they would actually produce a regular program as well, because they'd love doing that. And when the choice, when they restructured, said, we're going to have editors, but they don't produce programs, so they're just going to be there to be this editorial lead, but not actually making programs. They didn't want to do that, so, no, I like making my program. And it's not an easy thing to do, but to give up, and I kind of miss that element. But after a long time of doing a daily show, the grind of doing the same show, different day, didn't want to do it anymore. And so what's interesting about being an editor is seeing a plan long term, having an overview, creating a strategy. I get to work on projects, lead projects, so I'm looking after overseeing the Radio 2's guitar season. The benefits of being an editor is that you get that space to think and do big big standout moments.
Finally, also from a student perspective, students, if they wanted to get into radio, how would they fit in with Radio 2?
Well, if you love radio, it doesn't really matter what the format is. And my first job was working at a country station. I hate country music. It didn't matter. I learned music sequencing, programming, talking to the audience. Then I went from country music station to an all-sports station in Toronto, and other than baseball and hockey, I didn't know about. But again, I learned what makes great. I'm confident now that I could run any radio station anywhere. People who are coming out of student radio, if they want to be a music writer, and I really love indie music, okay, go to XFM and go to. If they just love radio, you know, they go anywhere, including Radio 2.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.